The Sentai Review, episode 102, From Leadership to Best Mecha. Alright, what's up? Welcome back to the Sentai Review. We were talking topics last time, and we're going to have to keep doing that this time because Skype and things and bunnies and chocolate and Sentai and stuff.
And viewing globe broken.
And Reploid happy Bill. 1:30 in the morning, Easter morning.
Reploid Bill William Bush.
Seth Level Saria, who's Scott. Currently updating the RSS feed.
Scott Action Jackson.
Shane McCree, Proto Guy.
And Nick Bennett, the Lone Pally Mans.
And in case you don't know what that means, website here.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right guys, I'll leave you alone.
Now, the reason for that is because with the website right there, what we just gave you, you could go to the, the website, and there's this RSS feed thing. And on your phone or your computer, you could get an RSS reader, like, I don't know, Podcast Addict or Podkicker or something of your choice in that manner. And you could get these episodes 2 weeks early, sometimes a week early, sometimes 2 weeks early. Because we film, just to drop the curtain here for a minute, we meet up once every two Saturdays and film two episodes that will be the next two Wednesdays. But on the podcast, we drop those sometimes the day we record them, if not the day right after, and you could have got them then and heard them. So, but some people, YouTube is the thing they do, so that's the reason we're not leaving it. So do what you do, but the option is there for you. Let's pick up with what we missed out on, or how we got rudely cut off by Skype. We are on Best Leader.
Didn't we already do Best Leader?
We did Best Red Ranger. Yeah. And I said that will not encompass Best Leadership. That will just simply be the red guy you liked the most.
Okay.
Because let's be honest, you can give all the love to Tokyuga you want. He's an awful leader.
Yeah.
He's like, I see that we can win. And then he just got lucky and the bad guy lost his swords because of fucking bullshit tunnel.
Actually, I think I got mine already.
Okay. I was just going to say, to me, a terrible leader is White Ranger Tommy.
Yeah. Never locks the back fucking door.
Wow. But no, go ahead. If you got one, Scott, start us off.
The weird thing is, I'm going with SPD Doggy Kruger.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Because he seemed like the way the leader should be, commanding his troops and stuff.
And he's there on the front line with them, not
when
yelling
he,
orders
when he needs
from
to
a
more
tube.
If he can. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he is pretty cool because he's right there with them. He's a veteran. He's been there. He's the sergeant of the police force, essentially. He's the captain. Yeah. Who's
all
next?
Right. I was about to say, who's next?
Yeah, because everybody went silent.
Dead air.
Sorry, I'm busy updating an RSS feed, goddammit. It takes a lot of concentration to know where I got to copy and paste URL links.
Yeah, and I had to do basic math.
Where are you at, Pro Guy? You TJ over there?
No.
With the pizza?
To be fair, he's in what I consider to be one of the worst series ever produced in Power Rangers. I have a new hatred and new respect, however, because let me tell you, I always thought Turbo was the worst. No. No. Is not. But Turbo in general does have a very strong leader. He's a damn good Red Ranger, a damn good leader. Just not a good series at all. And then his leadership is spit on immediately in the next season because here's fucking Andros or whatever, Andros.
I've been thinking about this for a while now, best leader. And I think that if I had to pick one, I think I would pick I'm going to go with Andros.
Okay.
From space, just because, you know, he's their mentor, as well as trying, he's teaching them about space.
He feels like he's barely a leader from what I've seen.
Well,
to me, he was very much renegade, or he was like a lone wolf that got stuck with that team. And I don't think he ever really led them anywhere. Like, I don't remember it too well. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to have to do a refresher when we go to talk about that series. But, like, I remember him basically telling them no. And then Alpha was like, come on, man. And he was like, okay, fine. And then he basically talked down to them a bunch, like, fucking, I know about space. And then slowly but surely he kind of became a member of the team, but I don't remember him leading anything. I even remember a lot of times that he still lone wolfed. He went out alone and ended up fighting Mr. Digital-looking dude all the time. Digital Knight guy. The guy that looks like he's...
The guy
that looks like somebody smashed together a holodeck into the form of a man and then sent him out as a monster.
But I like holodecks. Holodecks are cool.
But I
could
think...
be wrong. Like I said, I need to refresh my memory on it, but yeah. Like, yeah. What makes you really like him as a leader? Like, do you remember some of the things he leadered?
I know that, like you said, he was a lone wolf. You know, out in space, he was really the only ranger. He did what he had. He did what he did because he didn't have a team to watch out for. But I think as the series went on, I believe he started becoming a leader that they could look up to. Not only that, but he also had a lot on his plate, knowing that, you know, his sister was the bad guy.
Right, right.
And, you know, I think that even though you're fighting your sister because she's been basically brainwashed and still having to lead this team.
And then brainwashed again.
Yep. I think that I think he didn't do too bad of a job trying to balance all that. He had a lot of emotional fucking torment going on because he's fighting his sister. You know, he blames himself.
Oh, I'm tormented.
Because he's perfected.
But because of that, I still think that by the end of the series, he became a damn good leader.
All right. Okay, so we got a vote for SPD. We got a vote for space.
I'm going to go with the Sentai, and it's going to be tied. Because it's going to be Geki from Zoolander, and then it's also going to be Wright from Tokuger.
Okay.
Because Geki wasn't a dumbass. And Wright has the just happens to be able to, like, inspire his team constantly.
Yeah.
So that would be the reasoning behind that.
All right.
Geki don't fuck around. And he even tried to work shit out with Burai, which he succeeded even though Burai died. And then wasn't dead, but was actually dead.
Yeah. Dude, I love that whole concept. I love the idea that he is dead.
It's like, what was that? You thought you was alive? Nah. We just fucking with you, bro. Wait, what? That's not cool. Yeah, we know. So yeah, that would be mine, because honestly, I didn't like Jason. Tommy was terrible as the White Ranger.
I think Jason gets screwed because they call him a leader and everything, and that's good and fine because he's supposed to be the leader.
He was a placeholder until Tommy got there.
That's my problem. They were using the Sentai footage, but none of what led up to the Sentai footage was taking place, so you never got to see, like, what Geki was doing that got his team where they went. Like, Geki dealt with a lot where Jason is fighting King Sphinx by himself, and you say, dude, he's such a hard ass. And that's good and fine. He was by far the strongest of the Rangers, and you could argue this because many of the times in other series, the Red Rangers always prevail with the help of their team. But there were multiple occasions where the Mighty Morphin Red fought on his own and had to win. And it happened more often than once. Like, it happened quite a few times. So you could call him a beast. But 90% of the time, and we'll just take this one episode for example, all the Rangers are trapped inside this, like, Forest of the Damned or some shit. When the Sphinx blows you away, it sends you into these trees that, like, trap your soul. Yeah. And the Red Ranger has to fight the Sphinx by himself. Then he finds himself fighting Goldar and the Sphinx, and they're both giants. And he doesn't have any way to win. He tries the Tyrannosaurus, and I think that might be the episode where the Tyrannosaurus denies him. He goes to jump in, and the Tyrannosaurus is like, no. Because you're trying to strong arm everything. That's not what you need to be doing. And he ends up finding these power crystals during a massive battle, and he finds this like mural or something that's like, it's like on the ground, and it's like a sand sculpture of some sort in the side of this mountain, and it's like the Megazord, and he finds these crystals and he uses them to summon the spirit beasts, and then he uses the power of those crystals and freezes friends from the trees, and they come out, they get in the Megazord, and that's the first time they ever form the Megazord, is they figure out what that teamwork aspect is. They have to come together, and he has to bring them together to make it happen. Well, what's interesting, or what's not interesting, is Jason was just fighting two giant monsters, and Zordon was like, quick, send him your crystals, and then we will automatically transport you into the Megazord so you can be badass. And
that's
away from Jason. Jason doesn't get those moments because he was being led by a mentor. And that's the reason I think mentors are done wrong in the American series, is because of that example right there. But for me, best leaders was, one, Geki. It might be because I've actually watched that Sentai three different times all the way through. And I've only seen about four Sentais, as I've said, so it's not like I have a lot to pick from here, but he's the one that impresses me. The other person I would pick is Power Rangers Time Force Pink, and I said Pink because she's the leader. I don't give a fuck. She's the leader.
Which is legit. Rah.
Has Seth put in anything in for the leader?
No, I just finished updating the RSS feed.
Did it mess up again?
I think it did. Hold on.
I think mine's still going.
Well, if yours is still going, you're all we've got.
Okay. Well, like I said, I just got done updating RSS feed. So that episode's up and live. But when it comes down to leaders, sadly, I'm going to have to go with the dragon guy. I can't think of his name, but from Q Ranger. Only because, and this is going to be biased as fuck, in the last two episodes, so in episode 8 and episode 9, they showed that their leader can actually transform, but it's only for like a small amount of time. Until he ends up, like, everybody kind of bands together around him. And then, like, basically like a Shenron-type constellation shows up and goes, what is your wish? And he was like, I wish to be able to help my team. And he was like, wish granted. Dude is all sorts of like, hardcore badass. So not only does he actually give out marching orders, he's actually there to help the team now.
But that's exactly what I'm talking about. That's what hurts the American Power Rangers so much, is that I promise you, if this series comes over here and gets Americanized, there will be some great fucking mentor or some Deus Ex Machina helper guy who just gives that to them somehow. Like, oh, I was prepared for this.
Leader X or Zordon Ex Machina?
Yeah, and they'll just get that. They'll just be handed that shit. Mm-hmm. The Judangas were handed nothing. They fought for every single thing they had. Zordon didn't just wake up one day and be like, receive your power weapons. Those were an actual ancient weapon that was hidden in a secondary dimension they had to go to, and the time that they spent there, their bodies were slowly turning into stone the longer they stayed there. But they could not win without these weapons, and literally Bandora almost wins. That's almost the end of the show. Like, a lot of them are nearly complete statues by the time they reach these weapons. But in our series, Zordon was just like, here you go. Because
you are five dumbass teenagers that were standing in a fucking corner during an earthquake. Here's a great power and great power weapons.
Right. Yeah, they're just handed shit. So the mentor thing is always done wrong to me. But yeah, before I realized my set of the recording had shut down, the reason I'd said pink is because to her, for the first time in a long time, this is not a game. It is not exciting. It is not fun. It is something that has to be done. Literally, the future depends on what she does, the decisions that she makes. And she actually gets mad when the Red Ranger, when they find a way to find a Red Ranger and they give him the Morpher, and he thinks it's fun. He's excited and jumping around and being like, I can't wait to beat up more bad guys, dudes. And she's like, this isn't a fucking game. Our lives are riding on this. The future is literally riding on what we do here today. I don't need you to play. I need you to do your fucking job. And that's the reason I really think that she stands out amongst all these others. Next topic. Villain. Best villain.
Mine's going to the Tokyugers again. Because I really enjoy the Dark Empire thing that they got, the Shadow Line. Especially because it's got Bison Bot.
Bison Bot.
That and the fucking putties, the fucking crows in that show are fucking awesome.
Dude, they are. They're pretty fucking cool.
They just like hold onto their fedoras with one hand the entire time and kick ass with the other. They give no fucks.
Yeah, and I can't hate that. I can't hate that at all. Yeah, you're right. Dude, I love the crows. So fucking sweet.
Everyone that watches this is like, dude, Nick's got a hard-on for the Tokyuger. Well, when you fire a railgun, yeah. Can't really blame me on that one.
What you got, Proto?
My favorite villain, now that I've got to see her, I'm going with Dora.
Okay, you're going Bandora?
That's because, unlike Rita, she's not a fucking idiot.
It's right. True, she's not.
Very, very different fight.
I would have said Zed, but we fucked him up, so no.
I don't know. I'll give Zed pre-fucking, like, what is it?
Season 2 Zed is good. Season 3 is where they start marrying him off and toning him down and letting him cry and
do
dumb baby fits where he rolls around on the ground and dumb.
Yep.
But man, Season 2 Zed is awesome. And he's competent, which is rare in the American series, because Rita's incompetent. The Robot Empire is incompetent. Oh my god, Divatox. But
you love Divatox.
Look, the two stars of that show did happen to bring down the Power Rangers, though. She did win. Or as sad as that makes me feel, she did win.
Yeah, she destroyed the turbo power.
Mm-hmm. She blew the command center apart, invaded, stripped them of their powers, left them for dead, and went back to the Galactic Empire of Evil, or whatever they are, and literally got to rub it in everybody's face. Oh, that little Power Ranger thing you were having trouble with? Took care of that for you.
It's like, yeah, they're done. What do you mean they're done? They're done.
Hate that she got to do that, but she did get to do that. She did win.
So you got to give her props there.
Right.
Which makes me feel very sad.
I am going to go Lord Zedd Season 2 because when he showed up, he felt like an actual problem. I was never afraid of Rita. I was never. Not from Episode 1, 2, 3, even when the Green Ranger stuff went down. She never seemed competent enough. It was always in the back of my mind, like, no matter how awesome Tommy is, she's going to fuck this up somehow.
And she did.
Right.
With gusto.
I never felt like she was in control of the situation, but Zedd felt like a legitimate problem, because if they misstepped, he was going to win. And in fact, he did. He did manage to destroy the Rangers' powers on two occasions.
But then shenanigans.
And he did manage to destroy, he managed to mess up their Zords to the point where he just took them from them. They were like, we need Dino Zord power. He's like, I'll be taking those.
He's like, nah, we ain't about that life.
And he legitimately destroyed the Green Ranger power. He disposed of it twice. She might have lit that candle, but Zedd got rid of him. And then he came back, and Zedd got rid of him again.
Zedd wasn't fucking around when it came to the Green Ranger.
Yeah. And that was part of what he was doing. He was legitimately looking to push just hard enough to make sure the Green Ranger, the stink on his reputation left by Rita was the Green Ranger. And that dude had to fucking go.
And then
he pushed.
And then he had the most epic bitch slapping fight with Tommy.
Yeah. And he actually, unlike a lot of the other villains that I know of, he fought them. He only fought one, and he fought who was supposedly the strongest Ranger ever at that time, and he did not lose that fight. He didn't try. If he would have put even an ounce of give a fuck into that battle, he would have killed Tommy.
I love how he's like, he mocks Tommy, because he's like, I never understood why you go, yeah, hoo-ah! So every time fucking Tommy would swing, he's like, he would put his staff up and go, ooh-ah, yeah.
He does that shit just to spit in Tommy's face.
He mocks Tommy. He throws Tommy around like a bitch, and he's not even trying.
Yeah. It is only because of that that Tommy manages to throw Saba like, fuck you! And it hits the staff, and it screws up Zedd's power somehow, and the staff turns back into a snake.
And then he gets out of it.
Yeah, and then he just leaves. And I honestly believe that because of the amount of power at his disposal, I feel like he just left because he left. Like, I have trouble believing that staff is all important. I feel like he would have strangled Tommy to death with his bare hands at that point if he really cared that much.
Or use the snake to strangle him.
Yeah, or just turn the snake back into the staff. I've got your sword and my staff now, dumbass.
Don't throw shit.
And then for that matter, I also like that even in Season 3, he won. Remember when I think it's around the same time, he takes Kimberly and he smashes up their stuff, and then he goes into the command center personally, beams his chair into the command center, turns around, stands up, all the lights go off, the power field is fucked up, and he is legitimately frightening when he walks down that little bitty staircase, looks around their tiny room, kind of laughs about how pathetic their setup is, and says, "You work for me now, or I'm going to kill her. I have these new Zords, but I need Rangers to pilot them, and I don't have those. But what I do have is I have a Pink Ranger that I'm going to gut and turn inside out if you don't do what I say tomorrow."
Kind of can't argue with that.
Dude. And
I mean, you could, but it's a bad idea.
He felt like a legitimate bad guy, and he never lost my – he never left my mind no matter how many bad guys came in after him. So he has always been my favorite.
He would have made my list, but like I said, what we did to him later on really ruined him for me.
Dude, with the cry, like, I remember when he threw the little gay fit on the ground and kicked and oh my God.
That's
awful shit.
That's why I chose Bandora, because as cocky as she was when she thought she won and threw a party and started dancing going, "Dora, Dora," she literally had, throughout that series, from what I've seen and from what you've told me, she had at least half a dozen times she almost defeated them.
Right. And so she was a legitimate threat the whole series. Hell, even the Green Ranger thought that he was just gonna, he was like, "Okay, now that the Rangers are gone and Daizujin's out of my way, I'm gonna kill this bitch." And he figured out real fast that's not what he was gonna do.
Nope. And what I like is that when she made her appearance, after waking up in the dumpster, she made her appearance be noted by killing so many people, bringing those buildings in so she can put her palace on top of it.
And you know people were dying left and right in that Super Sentai series, because skyscrapers were exploding. They didn't fucking clear that skyscraper before she shot it.
Bill, you got to get it right. Skyscrapers were exploding.
So that's why, for me, she was one of my favorite villains, because she made a fucking appearance. She wanted people to know, "I'm here, bitches. I'm going to kick your ass."
Now, it'll be interesting 5 years from now if we did this again, after we've actually had a chance to watch a lot of the other series and do the series reviews. Because the American series is one thing, but man, the Super Sentai series, the more I see of it, the more it makes me disheartened at the American series. Like, we do a good job for the most part, but there's something about Americanizing it. I don't think we go far enough.
No.
Like, we should just take their suits and Americanize it 100% if we're going to do that.
Right, because when we were watching Tokuger at your place, and that one villain literally drags a coffin wherever he goes, that ain't going to be
in that dude was so fucking cool.
That ain't going to be in our fucking series. They're not going to let kids see somebody dragging a fucking coffin around.
Yeah, they'll find a way. But then again, here's the thing with Power Rangers. It sometimes really surprises me. But then they take the bitch route every time. At the very start of Lost Galaxy, I thought it was going to be my favorite series when in episode 1, they fucking kill the Red Ranger.
Yep. Leo's brother dies.
I was like, oh my God, they fucking killed that dude.
Mm-hmm.
And then literally like 6 episodes later, they were like, oh, he's not dead. And I was like, fuck you.
Oh, you
couldn't. He's not dead because we got a different version of him.
No, because like he fell in a hole and some fucking thing was like, "Oh, give you power. My baby's dead."
And then they kill, and then the Pink Ranger died, but that was a different reason behind
that. That was magnificent. And then They shit on that because she dies. She gets to kill herself in a magnificent sacrifice that then allows them to bring a bad guy in to place as the Pink Ranger. But let me tell you why they shit on that. One, at the end of that series, she's seen on that planet when they go and save the planet and super soft it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know what else they do?
What?
She appears. She is the Pink Ranger in the crossover for the next series. Kendrix is in the Pink Ranger outfit, which means not only is she not dead, she went right back to being a fucking Power Ranger.
So what happens to Astronema?
Well, Corona also comes back at the legendary battle, too, as the Pink Ranger.
She comes back,
So they have two Pink Rangers?
Kendrix,
in
yeah, so there's just two Pink Rangers, because Kendrix, I'm telling you, that's exactly, in fact, they even say her fucking name as Kendrix in that series during their crossover, which really, I'm not kidding at all. I was already having a tough time watching that series, and then I saw that, and I was like, I said out loud at the TV, I was like, fuck you, Power Rangers. That, for some reason, I don't hate Kendrix, but I do hate the fact that they demean her sacrifice. It belittles her accomplishment. It belittles the hero-ness of it.
They did that again in Time Force.
If I am to sacrifice myself, okay, here's the thing. Say whatever you will and attack me all you want. When Superman killed himself to stop the monster known as Doomsday, he was removed from the comics. Yes, he came back. Yes, fucking dumbass fucking reasoning. But here's my thing. Kendrix dies. And I thought that she was the most amazing Power Ranger I had ever seen in my life at that point. Because no other Power Ranger had ever made the ultimate sacrifice. Nobody had gone the distance. It was always a fucking game.
Yep.
And then they shit all over it. And it really brought it into comic books with the whole Superman thing, because once again, he was in a sleep coma. Fuck out of here with that.
Yeah.
Sometimes gotta be sleepy.
I hate
you mean like we all are?
No, I'm wide awake.
Yeah.
But,
so yes.
For me, as far as best villain, I'm gonna have a weird three-way tie.
Left and right boob of Divatox.
Last time I checked, she didn't have three boobs, so can't do that.
Those were the stars of that show, by the way.
But I'm definitely agreeing with the very first Lord Zedd, because of all the badassness that he had and did while he was there.
Yep.
We're just gonna
push these family photos to the side while we talk about Lord Zedd, if you don't mind.
The other one I'm gonna bring up is that general from the Super Mega Force who's
the dude that was like, he fucking told him flat out, he was like, I can't beat you, but I can outlast you.
Yeah.
I'm not an idiot. I, like Zap Brannigan before me, will send wave after wave
of your own men.
That's how you do it, though. That's how you win wars, man. You just send wave after wave of your own people.
I mean, shit, that's what they did in Horizon Zero Dawn. Oh, shit, these robots keep replicating themselves and eating every ounce of biomatter around them, no matter how many we kill.
And
well,
then,
we have no choice but to stall for time, so we'll send wave after wave of our own men.
To be fair, you've also got to give it to him that later on, two Rangers say, we're going to fucking go up there and we're going to beat that ass so that we can end the war. And then they go up there and he doesn't even get out of the seat.
He just sits there.
He's like, look, bitches. He's like, I might be sending waves of enemies at you, and that might make me look a little bitchy, but you can't beat me. And even as broken as they are, that was a tough fucking fight.
Yep.
Like, they did not just walk through that dude. He was like, look,
and
I'm the emperor. Because I'm the emperor, not because it was given to me, because no motherfucker here can take it from me.
And not only that, but after they crashed his fucking ship, he gets out of there like, guys, I ain't done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think a little crook.
With, They hit him with finisher after finisher after finisher, and he was like, look, guys.
I forgot about him. I forgot about him. He was probably one of the most competent American fucking...
That was awesome. Yeah, I got to give it to you. That nice call there. I liked him. I did.
But my third one is our newest movie, Rita.
Oh, you know, she's canon now. That's a legitimate pick.
Yeah, I mean, she's evil.
Krispy Kreme.
She kills Rangers.
She loves a Krispy Kreme donut.
And fucking Krispy Rita is, without a doubt, she's competent.
Yeah.
She don't give a fuck.
Just let her never, ever say, make my monster grow again.
Yeah, I think she really... I'm hoping next movie she swings for the fences on that one.
You mean like the Megazord did with her face?
Yeah.
Ting!
Too soon, man. Too soon.
That was a good one.
Ting does blasting off again! Ting!
Yeah, that's pretty solid.
Yeah, it was a very solid hit.
How much time do we have left? Are we going for another topic?
What time
do we? 2:04. So we got
20-ish minutes.
So yeah. Roughly.
Okay, let's knock another one out. What is your all-time favorite mecha? Now this encompasses everything. Now, I realize there's a lot. You could pick individual Zords, Mega Zords, even if you have like a favorite battle vehicle or whatever. This is fine. I'm going to allow you to pick up to 4 at the max. The reason is because somebody might like the Tyrannosaurus and the Megazord, that kind of idea, and that's fine. Because there's always 5 Zords that make one cool Zord, and then there's the 6th guy that comes in or whatever. You can pick up to 4.
Okay.
Tokuger's
giant train bot.
Okay.
Because it's got the big dick train rail gun, and it's fucking sweet looking.
It uses it to break out of caskets.
Yes, it does. It was one of the best things ever. I'll go with the new Megazord from the movie. I actually dug that when we finally got to see it moving and stuff. I guess I could go with OG Megazord. That thing was pretty sweet. And then for one, even though it got warped a lot, I'm going to go with the Dragon Zord.
I think that it got shit on when it fought the Tyrannosaurus, but there's a legitimate purpose behind why it loses in the Sentai, and then there's an illegitimate purpose for why it loses in Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, because in the American series, he just seems to, like, he can't beat up the Tyrannosaurus, and there's no real explanation for why, and then he immediately gets his ass kicked a second time by the Megazord, and there's no fucking legitimate answer as to why. It's just like, fucking, Megazord, bitch.
Well, yeah.
But I still love him.
Mine would be, obviously, Dragon Zord. I like the,
I know what
I like the Dragon Thunder Zord.
I knew that was coming. The Tyrannosaurus Thunder the Tyrannosaurus Thunder Zord.
Yep.
Which is actually an Eternal Dragon.
That thing is so badass.
And then it turns into its own fucking standing Megazord mech thing.
Yes, that thing is so fucking awesome.
Well, that's because Shenron doesn't fuck around.
My third would be Pirate Megazord.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. That thing was badass.
So good.
It was. And I guess for my fourth and final, I will pick Minivan.
You would.
I'm fucking with you. Yeah, I'm picking, I'm actually fond of the Lion Zord that Adam got.
Oh, okay. Damn. Okay.
I just remembered one thing. Bill, you remember one of the last, mechas that we did go through It was the blue dude that had the had ripped the big boomerang thing that we had joked about.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah, that guy. He's my honorable mention. How's that?
What do you got, Seth?
Megazord tank mode.
Oh wow!
That okay. One, I always dug that.
They just didn't do it enough.
Oh wow! I was wondering what the fuck that noise was. Apparently, it's raining. Of course, Dragonzord.
Mm-hmm.
The pyramid.
Oh fuck!
Yes.
It's the fourth one that keeps duh, I have to. The Dolph Lundgren.
Ultimate Dizugian!
Yes. Don't get me wrong, there's a lot, but those are the first four that came to mind. Because you guys have already mentioned most of the others as well. Like, you know, the Terrain Zord, the pirate ship that could, you know, basically summon every other fucking Zord. Of course, my bias to, you know, Q-Ranger, but again, that's because I'm currently watching it, and it's actually keeping my interest, as like, unlike some of the other shows I've been watching.
Super Sentai has an almost Final Fantasy characteristic to it. Once you pick your first season and kind of dive in, and see just how different it is, it kind of takes you by storm from that point, and there's like a special place for it forever.
Yeah, because don't get me wrong, technically the first Super Sentai I saw was the couple of times when you were watching Tio Kuga, like, not a year ago, but roughly about that. Like, you had put on a couple episodes, and I watched that, and I was like, yeah, the show seems pretty cool. But yeah, this is the first full one I've gone in from episode one up till current, which technically 11 should be dropping tonight. I think.
What you got, Scott?
Well, if you don't talk about stuff dropping tonight, I know the new Super should be up soon, but as far as the Zords and stuff, first one's going to be obvious, Dragon Zord. Second one is going to be the Red Thunder Dragon guy.
Shenron!
Here in America, it was the Tyrannosaurus Thunder Zord.
Yeah.
Which is nothing Tyrannosaurus. There's nothing Tyrannosaurus about it. I've always hated that.
Yeah. That's the second one. Third one is going to be the Dino Thunder Megazord. Because at the time it was able to swap in and out pieces so much before future ones was able to. So.
Right.
And the fourth one. Actually, I want to go with the current Sentai one.
The Q-Ranger guys.
Yeah, the little ball things that,
All right.
Yeah, those dudes are pretty hardcore. I'd tell you about them, but we ain't got enough time.
Because I'm still picturing the description you had of, like, Shane piloting one, giving a monster a knee to the balls, and it's like, no!
What's hilarious about that is after we had said that, I started watching the episodes, and one of the Rangers actually gets, like, shot in the ball for the Zord, and it does nothing. Like, it deflects the laser blast like it ain't shit. It's just like, oh, God, I've been shot. Oh, wait, here's my Zord, moving on.
That still doesn't change the fact that my knee fucking pod is going into a monster's balls.
Oh, don't worry. One of the last monsters threw a fucking pie at them. And none of them could see what they were doing because there was pie on the glass.
Oh, my God.
What saved them is they backed into, like, a water tower that fucking allowed Lucky to see. And he was like, oh, I can see him. Quick, everybody just do the finishing move. He's busy laughing, thinking he got us.
So what you're saying is that Megazord needs to install windshield wipers.
Yes.
Big time.
Got it. What about you, Bill?
Pyramid.
Fuck you.
Pyramidus all the fucking way, you bastard.
Fuck your gay ass looking pyramid.
Pyramidus.
Oh, wait, what's that? The thing that has an exceedingly terrible toy? Okay.
Yeah, until Legacy, because holy shit, that's an awesome toy.
Until I see it, no, it's not.
Watch the video. The video will come out in 2 weeks, well, 2.5 weeks, and Scotty will put up the legacy picture.
Dude, okay. that legacy Paramitus, holy shit, it looks good.
Okay.
The next thing is, of course, Dragonzord.
Of course.
Because that was, you know, I liked the Megazord, but when the Dragonzord came out of that fucking river ocean lake, I was like, oh shit.
It's Gorzira!
I never really got to see it fight, because it seemed indestructible and broken, but the Thunder Megazord, the fact that it is the Red Ranger Zord and the rest of it is just armor.
Yeah.
For some reason, the reason I like that a lot, because it kind of reminds me of Voltron. Because Voltron, when they can get hit pretty hard, and then like pieces of them can come off. Like they can detach in battle and shoot their hands and shit.
Well, there's also a downside to that, because if they get hit hard enough in one of the connecting plates, they just get dropped.
Yeah, look, Death Battle mentioned that, but it has never happened. There's not a single episode in the history of the show where it has ever happened, no matter how bad the fight was. An untrained idiot can de-lock themselves, but it almost has to be on purpose, because it's never happened. But the cool thing about the Thunder Megazord is I've always imagined that he has to be nearly unstoppable. Because let's say that you fuck me up. You're shooting at my chest and you're breaking pieces of the armor. You still have not hit me once. Like, I imagine that I can take an outrageous amount of damage, because those boots, those arms, those shoulder pads, the helmet, and my chest are nothing more than the other Zords protecting me.
Right.
It is battle armor. The other Zords build a battle armor around me, and I'm inside of that. And if you want a chance to fuck me up, you first gotta get rid of 5 fucking plates of hardcore armor. Because if you do destroy my unicorn leg, you didn't stop me. I've still got my red leg that is fully functional underneath of it.
You'll just be at an awkward fucking tilt.
Right. Which I will manage, because I'm samurai and I fucking trained for that, I guess. Because Deuce Ex Samurai Machina. And then that fucking sword is broker than a motherfucker. Like, in our series, the thing was so strong, and I realize this is because we were stealing footage and we couldn't actually fight the monster because of what we did, but in the series, very often, that idiot would be like, watch my monster grow, and he'd throw that bomb down, they'd grow up, and then the fucking guys would be like, put these motherfuckers together, and the Zords would come together, and he would immediately, there wouldn't even be a fight. He would just look over, take the sword out, cut the dude one time, put the motherfucker away, the fight's over. Fucking minute and 10-second fight. A minute of it was me building the Megazord. That literally happens like 15 fucking times in a row, where I didn't even fight the monster. I just showed up and was like, bitch, step aside, samurai. One cut, one death, sword back in sheath. And it had that little chain on the sword. I don't know why, but I always thought that was really cool, that the sword was actually chained with a big giant gold chain to the Megazord. Always thought that was cool.
Oh, just a heads up, 9 minute.
Yeah, we probably are at the end of this episode.
What's your last one?
Dalek legs.
Dalek legs.
Dalek legs. Yep. Excellent. You
exterminate.
Must be a
TARDIS legs.
TARDIS legs should be more acceptable than Dalek legs.
Why don't you just choose the Doctor Who fucking mech?
Or
be done with it.
Or Bill can always choose upside down wing Zord.
Bill will choose the walking piss Zord.
Yep. Serpentera.
Serpent fucking Terra. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
Yep. Death Star Zord.
God damn it, that thing was so badass.
That's my number 4.
Thank God it runs out of power halfway to Earth.
Yeah, in Power Rangers.
I know. It's like, oh man, it's a good thing that fucking thing, you know, ran out of fuel.
Maybe only because he was a dumbass. Zed makes bad fucking decisions. For as much as I love him, it is dumb to see the Rangers leave the Earth and go for some secret power. And he's like, they're going after the Sword of Power. That pisses me off. Fucking get Serpentera. And I'm like, you know there's nobody on Earth right now? Like, there's nobody there. Like, you're on the moon. If you just want to go to Earth right now, you can blow it up. And there's nobody there to stop you.
No.
Then you can go to that planet, and they can't go back to Earth. All they can do is just wait for you to take your sweet-ass time over that world and blow them away.
You can't do that, Bill.
Top of that, you know, Zordon's gone, the morphine grid's gone, Alpha's gone.
Yeah, and the Rangers are sitting there with no powers and no food and fucking possibly no air.
Well, yeah, but if he blows up the Earth, then the moon isn't in orbit, and now it just flies off to the middle of wherever the fuck it would go.
So what? What was he doing with the moon? He was just sitting there.
Living there.
So he goes somewhere else.
Technically, that was only...
He wasn't living there. He was only living there because he was fighting the Rangers. He didn't live there before.
It was only a temporary place.
Yeah, Rita lived there before. And it wasn't even Rita's palace. Some other fucking Zeo motherfucking bullshit was there before her. Because the Zeo crystal was...
I just didn't
want
to go with Bill. Don't view that plot hole.
Yeah. So yeah, like literally Zed would just be like, and now the Earth is gone, I'm gonna fucking fly over here and
you see, Bill, this is why
I'm gonna tell you something right now. I would have landed Serpentera, walked out of the motherfucker, and strangled the human Rangers with my bare fucking hands to signify how evil and awesome I am. And then I walked off the planet.
And you see, Bill? That's why you can't be a villain in Power Rangers, because you make too much sense.
Right.
You need to chase those Rangers halfway across the galaxy in a fucking Zord that you know ain't going to make it back.
Yeah, because he gets there, he blows up that planet, misses them, and he's like, they fucking got away, that's it, I'm going to Earth, and I'm so mad. And I'm like, you don't have the power to make it now, dipshit.
Maybe they should have made it solar power.
Maybe they should have splurged a little bit on the gas. Jesus. Fucking listen, gas budget.
Listen, no matter how evil fucking Zed is, he is a conservative bastard when it comes to money.
You know what? He could have broke off one piece of Goldar's armor and fucking filled up that gas tank.
Literally.
It would have been stupidly easy. Could have been like, Goldar, I need part of your helmet. He'll be like, okay, if it's to kill the Rangers.
Or if he could have, he could have also transported across dimensions into the movie and just took that Goldar's wings because he doesn't use them anyway.
Or just stop at the Space BP and fill up.
Space BP. I think we're done with this one, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
Poof.
Hey, guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomKnight.com. At FandomKnight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomKnight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.